Under current law, renewable energy credits are only available to utilities or companies that produce energy from facilities that went online after June of 2010. The proposed change would allow companies that produce energy from renewable sources like hydropower or biomass to earn credits even if their facilities were operating before 2010. The change will largely benefit several paper mills that use both fossil fuel and hydropower as well as wood chips. Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says giving these mills credits encourages them to make more green energy by co-firing.
To the extent that this results in keeping some of these mills online longer, to the extent that it results in enabling them to increase the amount of co-firing they're doing, definitely, I think, a good policy.
But both Clean Wisconsin and the group Renew Wisconsin are also urging the state to increase the amount of renewable energy produced in the state, as both Iowa and Minnesota are doing. Don Wickert of Renew says Wisconsin once led the nation in its renewable requirements, but now out of the 29 states that have established Renewable Energy Standards, or RES, Wisconsin is now dead last.
Wisconsin is serious about competing with Iowa and Minnesota for new jobs and business opportunities. It needs to put itself back on a growth track for renewables, and a higher RES is the best vehicle for accomplishing that.
Supporters of the proposed change in renewable credit allocation acknowledge that it produces only a small incentive for new investments in renewable energy production. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.